Hi, everyone, and welcome back to the Chat with T podcast. If you're new, then welcome, welcome. It is your girl, T. This is a continuation of my previous episode, Dating Tips. So if you haven't already, go give that a listen. Alrighty, I'm going to keep this short and sweet, so let's jump right in. Number six, we have don't give in to your sexual appetite, right? Let's talk about sex. So we live in a world where sex sells, right? Sex is damn near everywhere you look. You can't hide from it, right? But let's be real. You know, sex is good. Sex is fun, right? But with sex in the context of dating, honestly, save it, right? Just from personal experience and from what I've seen with others, relationships that are built off lust are bound to be toxic. Honestly, nothing good has come from having sex with people I was not in a committed relationship with. If you are someone like me who desires not only the physical aspect, but the emotional aspects of sex and intimacy, you are in for a rude awakening. I don't want to give you this whole soul tie speech, but please be very mindful of who you are laying down with. Please be very mindful of who you are exchanging energies with. And don't think that you can try to like fake the funk of being emotionally detached, because when you meet someone who is really emotionally detached, you're just going to hurt your feelings in the end, right? Meaningless sex just doesn't work well for you. And this isn't to say that you have to save it for marriage. Unless that is your belief, then by all means, yes, of course, save yourself for marriage. We as women, we hold so much power when we're dating. And by simply taking the time to observe that man and how he is, you then decide if he is worth your body, your temple. Do it because this is someone you are connected with on every level, right? Not because you want to give them what they want or because you think it will give you the title. Next, we have number seven, take your time, right? There is no like time limit on dating. At least I don't think so, right? Really just take your time to get to know someone. What's their favorite color? What do they do when they're sad? What are their hobbies, their long-term goals, short-term, right? Like, have you ever been with someone and then you realize you actually know nothing about them? Like, you know the surface level shit that you can easily find out, right? But everything else, like the deeper things, you don't know, right? There are just so many things you would only learn about someone by spending time with them and really experiencing them, right? Dig deeper and understand who they are as a person, why they are the way that they are, right? And you should always be taking your time to get to know someone, especially if you plan to make them your partner. Never allow someone to play games and use time as an excuse, right? Everyone is different, but really just sit down and kind of think about what your time frame is on things. Honestly, I think a good 6 months is a good amount of time to really see where you are with someone and where things go. But do what you feel is right in the moment. I think within the first 3 to 6 months is when people normally start to unmask and reveal their true selves. Like, we all have a mask, but, and I wouldn't say that's like a bad thing. It's just how we present ourselves when we first meet someone. And then after a while, our true self, or like parts of our true self, the real us, it begins to show. Number eight, have an accountability partner. Whether this is your bestie, your roommate, someone from church, listen, you want to confide in God, you need an accountability partner. This is someone who is going to keep you in check, right? They're going to bring you back to reality when your head is in the clouds, when you're so far up on cloud nine, right? You need to be able to confide in them about what's going on in your dating life, and they need to be able to hold you accountable. This is someone who is not going to coddle your feelings. They need to keep it real and tell you what it is and what it ain't, right? I always confide and seek advice from my besties, you know, whenever I need input on whether I need to take a step back or I should move forward on something. That's who I go to. And at the end of the day, I know that we are all grown, and we're going to do what we want to do. It's okay if you foolishly go against their advice. I know that I've done it before, right? You know, my friends were there to comfort me and tell me about myself. So whatever this accountability partner would look like for you, make sure that you have one. Number nine, take a break and heal, right? The amount of times I ran to some new, right? To take my mind off the old news Can I be real, right? When you break things off, whether you're like dating or you just got out of a long time or like a long-term relationship, do not rush to some new penis or vagina, okay? Please, please heal. You are avoiding the healing process. And honestly, the person that you're getting with, this is going to cause so much drama. Like, they're going to be all tangled up in your mess. They might end up catching feelings for you, but you're just trying to get your mind off of who you was with before. It's a lot. It's a whole mess. So honestly, listen, please just take some time off, right? Do some reflecting, engage in some of your favorite hobbies, go read a book, do something, but do not use someone to help cope instead of properly healing. Number 10, heartbroken. Listen, it's not gonna last forever. As a reminder, you're not going to be a perfect match with everyone that you meet, and that's okay, right? There is roughly like 7 billion people on this earth, and you think that you're never gonna find your match, your person? Trust me, you're going to, right? Hurt is expected. It's normal. It's life. You live another day to try again, right? Rejection is just a part of life. Everything isn't personal. You know, sometimes you two just aren't compatible. Y'all just not really vibing. It's just not there. Okay. And you just move on from it. Now, what you do with that hurt, you know what I'm saying? That's vital. That is so important. Like, are you going to mope around and you're never going to date again? Or are you going to spend time learning from your mistakes and the experiences? At one point, I was truly scared of dating again. And then I realized that you cannot allow the fear of getting hurt to deter you from missing out on dope experiences, right? You're going to meet some really great people, but you're also going to meet some really shitty ones too. But you have to charge it to the game. Different people give you different experiences and take you on different paths. So enjoy the moment and stop trying to make a forever out of right now. Dating should be fun, right? It should also be a great learning experience for you. Don't take it too seriously. Like, be serious, but not too serious to where you would ruin it for yourself, right? Keep your head up, heal, and always know that you can try again. And don't think that every person you meet is going to be your husband or they're going to be your wifey, right? Get rid of that mindset immediately. Those are all of the tips that I have for you today. If you have enjoyed today's episode, make sure to leave a rating and review. Thank you so much for tuning in. It truly means so, so much to me. I will see you next Wednesday for another episode of Chats with Tea.